Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Austin. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
01760.
It's 01760.
Yes.
Thank you for that information. And may I please have the first and last name?
Karen Mail, M-A-E-L.
Thank you for that as well. And the last thing I'm going to ask of you, could you verify your address to make sure I've found the correct account?
40 Brookdale Road, Natick, Mass.
All right. Thank you for that as well.
And what's the name of your company?
It'd be the Hype Watch. So it'd be Hype would be the company name.
Oh, how do you spell it?
H-Y-P-E.
The Hype Company?
Right. So it'd just be called Hype. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I got a watch from you all.
Mm-hmm.
Did you show that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have to make sure this is all legitimate because Chase Credit Card informed me that they didn't recognize the company.
Right.
And they wanted to know if things were valid. So I have to get back to them. But let me ask you a couple of questions.
Yes, ma'am.
On October 22nd,
mm-hmm.
There was a charge of, one charge was from Razor Nature,
mm-hmm.
for $42.94. Are you Razor Nature?
You said it was for $42.94?
Yeah. What was that
okay,
for?
Okay, yes, that would be for the Hype Pods, which is ear pods, and the one-year warranty that comes along with it. But
the
it doesn't look like... Yeah, it's ear pods, but it doesn't look like it went through.
Yeah, well, I didn't order ear pods.
It might have accidentally added on with the watch, but it didn't go through, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. And then today there was something for $59.97.
Right. And see, that's for the watch after the 14-day trial. Well, see what it is. It's a 14-day trial. You're charged the shipping and handling, and after 14 days,
okay.
You charge the full amount.
Okay. I got to tell you, this is all very misleading to me because I was on my drugstore account, and all of a sudden it got me over there and said, you have a free prize or whatever, something, and then it gets me to this watch. And I think, mm-hmm. CVS has a watch. So I ordered it, but there was no trial. I don't understand any of this. So what I have to do is... You know, I'm happy to, if you send me an envelope or something, I'll send back the watch because I'm just trying to understand who you are and why this is all happening on my credit card when I didn't order AirPods.
All right. Well, let's see here.
Yeah, what's going on?
So with the AirPods, like I said, usually that I've seen it a few times where I accidentally gets added on to the watch. But you shouldn't have to worry about that one. What we can do is I can give you a 35% discount to the watch. That way you can keep it. Because it doesn't look like it's gone through yet.
Okay. I just want to make sure that this isn't a fraud on my credit card. And that's what Chase wants me to check out.
Well, see, this last charge, once it goes through, that'll be the last charge you get.
Well, does that mean you're going to take away the $59.97? Because why would I, what's the 35% off? How does that look?
Well, let's see here. And that would be $38.99.
Okay, if I go online, am I going to see, and I put in, what's your website?
It's shophypewatch.com.
Okay. Say it again. Shop, S-H-O-P.
Hypewatch, H-Y-P-E-W-A-T-C-H.com.
Shophypewatch.com. Do I get it right?
Right.
Okay. Just stay there with me for a sec if you don't mind, because I do have to check this for Chase.
Right.
I'll be right with you. Okay. ShopHypeWatch.com. Let's see if we can find you. Oh, okay. The newest advanced. Where are you calling from, sir? Oh, are you calling?
I'm from.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm from Alabama.
Oh, that's nice. Tuscaloosa?
Montgomery.
Oh, okay. I went to University of Alabama.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've been there. It's really nice.
Yeah, Tuscaloosa. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So I'm looking at you online. So what would happen with the $59.97 for the
right.
watch?
So it's what it is. It's a 14-day trial. And if you don't cancel within the first 14 days, and you have to return it as well. If you don't cancel, it's charged the full price. The retail price is $59.97.
No. Okay, so you're saying you can take that off?
I can take off 35%.
What is 35%?
So the full price for that would be, well, where did it go? I just had it. The price after the 35% is taking off would be $38.99.
And what about the $6? The what was the $42.94 for?
Now that one again didn't go through. That was supposed to be for the AirPods, but they never shipped.
Gotcha.
Never, yeah.
Okay, so if you want, then so how do we resolve this? You bill me for the $38. You take the other stuff off,
right?
And the $6.97, the shipping or whatever.
Yeah, that, we can't do anything about that one. That's the shipping and handling, so that's already gone through. But we can do that 35% off.
Okay.
Of, what's left?
Okay, so you can do that.
Mhm. Yes, okay. I can. I'll do that right now.
Okay. All right, and then I have to call Chase back and let them know.
Well, let's see here. Make sure I have all the information I need. There we go.
Do I have to have Bluetooth for this?
I think so, if I remember correctly. Well, I think it goes through the Wi-Fi because you have an app you go to as well.
Okay, gotcha. Because I don't want to use Bluetooth on this.
Right.
It gets too complicated for me.
Yes, ma'am, it really does. Bluetooth is a little bit overcomplicated.
So,
all right,
I can, what, just charge it on my computer?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so do you have all your information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so please make sure that when I call them back, that 59, that has been taken off and the right amount is there. Because I really don't want to see another charge again, because then Chase will call me back again. We'll go through this again.
Right. Now, if you do have any more problems, we're open 24/7.
Okay.
If you have any issues, call back, because I always notate. So they'll know that I put it in.
Okay. Very good.
All right,
okay.
No problem.
Thank
you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.